My name is Matt Scottoline, and I'm the director of coffee at Reanimator Coffee in Philadelphia.
Okay, so what is decaffeinated coffee?
Decaffeinated coffee, technically speaking, is coffee that has had just under 98% of its caffeine removed.
How do you get the caffeine out of the coffee bean?
There are two main ways to do it. There's chemical processing and water processing. Chemical processing involves soaking the beans in water and then the addition of a chemical, which binds to the caffeine and makes it easy to extract the caffeine from the solution, which is then reintegrated with the coffee. And then the water processing involves soaking the beans in a water solution that is saturated with all the chemical compounds found in coffee, except for caffeine, which then only extracts the caffeine during that steeping process.
Why do people drink decaf? In your experience, what's the point of decaf?
I think it's all experiential. It's that person who, for one reason or another, either they react badly to caffeine, or maybe they're pregnant or something like that. I don't know. So maybe it's just late in the day and they don't want any more caffeine, but they still want to have a coffee. So I always feel like decaffeinated coffee should taste good because anybody drinking it is drinking it for just the flavor.
So what are we tasting today?
There's two coffees on the table. One is a standard caffeinated Colombian coffee. It's a single origin Colombian called Cauca. And the other is a Mexican water processed decaf coffee. So I'm not going to tell you which is which until you taste them.
Okay. Do you want to pour? Or
yeah.
Because you know which one is which.
I do know which one is which. So let's try this one.
All right. Ooh. That's very good. Has quite a bit of acid, right?
A little bit, yeah.
I like it though. So we'll try the other one?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
And they are from different origin countries, so there's going to be different flavors either way.
I can taste that.
So they should taste fairly different.
Mm-hmm.
But the question is, which one is caffeinated?
Yeah, no idea. Just guessing, I would somehow guess the first one I drank would be decaffeinated, but I really don't even know why I'm saying that.
Well, you're right.
Really?
Yeah.
Yes.
The blue cup was decaf.
All right. To me, it tasted a little bit more of the acid, but this one had more of the, what I think of the coffee kick.
Sure.
So, all right. But they were both very good. And if I didn't know that one of them was decaffeinated, I would have not even ventured a guess.
Yeah, and I think with a lot of the higher quality coffees that are being put out there in the specialty coffee world right now, there's a lot of really great decafs out there that, you could drink for pleasure, whether you knew that it was a decaffeinated coffee or not.
What's your ratio in terms of sales, calf versus decaf?
I mean, without having any numbers in front of me, I'd say, 99-1.
Okay.
We don't even keep it brewed. Like in our cafes. But if someone wants it, we'll hand pour them one or something like that.
Got it. Thank you so much.
Yeah.